السلام عليكم.
الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. والفجر وليال عشر. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a tradition that Allah azza wa jal would choose, like in our daily life, we make choices. We like certain things and we avoid certain things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also makes choices. Obviously, the choices of Allah azza wa jal are not for no reason. There must be a reason. Allah Azza wa Jal, He created malaika, angels, thousands and thousands of angels. In fact, millions, billions of angels. Allah knows how many. Some angels, they do tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur, which is in the heavens, right above the Kaaba. When they make tawaf, their turn does not come back for thousands of years. In some narrations, for about 70,000 years. So how many angels are there? Allah Azza wa Jalla knows. But out of these malaika, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Jibreel alayhi salam. Allah Azza wa Jalla has chosen Mikael alayhi salam. Allah Azza wa Jalla has chosen Israfil and Israel. So Jibreel has his own maqam, his own status out of these malaika. This is the choice, the preference of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, even among the Anbiya alayhi salam, Allah makes tafdeel, and Allah gives fadilat to some over the others. Tilka ar-rusulu faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd. These are the rusul. We have given preference to some of them over the others. All the Anbiya alayhi salam, no doubt, they are the best people. They are the guide for human being. They are the best example for the human being. But among the Anbiya, there are rutab, there are manazil, there are madarij, stages. Tilka ar-rusulu faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd. Among the Anbiya alayhi salam, you have Anbiya who are ulul azm, like Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, he has his own maqam. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he has his own status. Sayyidina Musa, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the way Allah Azza wa Jal would prefer some over the others. The same also applies to other creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, like days and nights. So we have so many days, but Friday is chosen. Friday is the best day. Friday is the day when Adam alayhi salam was created. Friday is the day when the hour will take place, when the Qiyamah will take place. So among the days, you have Friday. You have so many nights, but you have Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr is khayrun min alfi shahr. Allah Azza wa Jalla would choose to show the importance and the value. In the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla has taken oath, wal fajri wa layalin ashr, that by Fajr, yani the time of Fajr, and also 10 nights. 10 nights, yani 10 nights and 10 days. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, who was the Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and was also Mufassir of the Quran. He did the interpretation of the Quran. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he says, that these 10 nights, 10 days are the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. So after Ramadan, we have had Shawwal, which is finished. Then we had Dhul-Qa'dah, and Dhul-Qa'dah is about to finish very soon. And inshallah, before next Friday, we will be in the month of Dhul-Hijjah. Dhul-Hijjah is the month of Hajj. So that the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are the days Allah Azza wa Jalla has taken oath by. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. That's why the ulama have considered these 10 days to be the best 10 days of the year. Among the ulama, there is a difference of opinion which 10 days are best. The 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah or the last 10 days of Ramadan. Because the last 10 days of Ramadan, they are also very important. Because in the month of Ramadan, we look for Laylatul Qadr. And some ulama, they have find a way in between. That in terms of days, these are the 10 days that are best, Dhul-Hijjah. In terms of nights, the last 10 nights of Ramadan, they are the best. So you can have best of both. You can have best of days, and you can also have the best of the nights. Anyway, each has his own virtue. In the month of Ramadan, we look for Laylatul Qadr, that is there. In the month of Dhul-Hijjah, people go for Hajj. And Hajj is a very important rukn of Islam. Hajj is the ibadah when many ibadat they get together. Many ibadat they are performed together. When people go for Hajj, there is a lot of juhud, lot of sacrifice, lot of mujahada. Right? Even though now, mashallah, people travel by air, it's very convenient. But the element of juhud is there. You cannot deny that. Right? Some people were complaining that when the Saudi government made this new system of Hajj registration, they struggle to submit the application. People suffered a lot in order to, you know, make sure that they get their slot, because they have now a new system of slot, because people can book directly, you know, etc. So some people told me that, you know, this is too much. It should be simple, it should be easy. Right? And we all agree that it should be simple, it should be easy. But the element of struggle is going to be there. The element of juhud and mujahada is going to be there for Hajj. That is the nature of Hajj. Because Hajj wipes out the sins. Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came to accept Islam. I mean, he was not Muslim and he came to accept Islam. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to make bay'at. Bay'at, the literal meaning of bay'at is pledge. Bay'at means pledge. And bay'at can be of many types. The common bay'at was bay'at of Islam. The people accept Islam. And then they make a pledge that from now on I will remain Muslim. From now on I will pray salah, I will give zakat. Right, I will fast in the month of Ramadan. And also, if I can, I will go for Hajj. Our Prophet ﷺ even used to make bay'at with women, with ladies. But obviously, with men, he used to shake their hands when making bay'at. With men, Rasulullah ﷺ used to shake hand when making bay'at. But with ladies, verbal bay'at, without shaking the hand. La yushrikna. وَلَا يَسْرِقْنَا ولا يزنين ولا يقتلن أولادهن ولا يأتين ببهتان يفترينه بين أيديهن وأرجلهن ولا يعصينك في معروف فبايعهن واستغفر لهن الله. The ladies, they used to make a pledge with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they will not commit shirk, they will not steal the money, they will not steal the money, they will not kill anybody, they will not commit zina, they will not accuse anybody of zina, and they will not disobey you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in any good. فَبَايُعُهُنَّ. Okay, when they accept this, now you take their bayat. So Rasulullah used to take bayat, bayat of Islam. There is a bayat of jihad, that when your life is in danger, and when the enemy is going to threaten your life, will you defend yourself? This is natural. Even the animals, they do that. You try to threaten an animal, and you see what happens. Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu an, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went to Mecca to perform Umrah with Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. The people of Mecca, they stopped him. They said, no, you cannot enter Mecca. We came here for Umrah. You know, Umrah is Ibadah. And Arabs used to have a lot of respect for people who used to go for Umrah, for Hajj. We are not here for a fight. No Umrah now. You go back. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sent Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu to negotiate. Because Uthman radiallahu anhu was a noble man. And people in Mecca, they used to have a lot of respect for him. Like, you know, in every community, you will have some people whose words are respected. Like, they can mediate, right? They can negotiate. And they can go in between. So Uthman radiallahu anhu, he was sent to Mecca. When Sayyidina Uthman was there in Mecca, there was a rumor that Uthman was killed radiallahu anhu. Well, Uthman was ambassador of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He went to the people of Mecca to negotiate. Killing an ambassador is a declaration of war. Throughout the history, between the governments, killing an ambassador, killing a safir, used to be considered declaration of war. Well, the people of Mecca, if they have killed, they have declared war against Muslims. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gathered Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and he took bayat. He took bayat of jihad. This was under a tree. That's why it's called Bay'atul Ridwan. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Quran afterwards that Allah is pleased with those people who made bay'ah with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you have a bay'at of jihad. You have a bay'at of taqwa, bay'at of akhlaq. Bay'at of akhlaq, that I will not lie. In fact, sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to take bay'at that I will not beg. I will not ask anybody. I will not ask anybody anything whatsoever. Bayat of akhlaq. You call it bayat of zuhud, bayat of taqwa. And that is the bayat which became common among the mashayikh later on. The bayat of tariqat. That you make a pledge, because alhamdulillah we are already Muslims. So there is no bayat of Islam. When there is occasion, then there is occasion. Otherwise, the common practice is the bay'at of akhlaq. So the mashayikh, they used to take the bay'at of akhlaq. There was another bay'at, which was bay'at of khilafa. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, the sahaba, they gathered and they chose Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu as khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Umar, he said to Abu Bakr, give me your hand. So Abu Bakr, he gave his hand, and Sayyidina Umar, he pledged with Abu Bakr that you are my Amir. I will listen to you, I will obey you. When people saw Umar doing bayat, well, everybody started doing bayat, and that's how Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu became the Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So a Sahabi, he came to accept Islam. He stretched his hand and then he withdrew his hand. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, what happened? You know, you wanted to accept Islam and you stretched your hand and now you withdraw your hand. What happened? He said, I want to make a condition. What condition you want to make? He said, I want all my sins to be forgiven. I will accept Islam on condition that my sins are forgiven. Because why should I accept Islam if my sins are not forgiven? Our Prophet ﷺ said, Ama alimta ya Amr anna al-Islam yahdimu ma kana qablahu wa anna al-hajj wa al-hijrata yahdimani ma kana qablahuma aw anna al-hajj yahdimu ma kana qablahu aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Did you not know, O Amr, that Islam wipes out all the sins before it? Anybody who says ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan rasulullah, knowingly fully that Allah azza wa jal is Rabb, is Ilah, who deserves to be worshipped and nobody else. And Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the messenger of Allah azza wa jal, the last and the final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom we should follow. Anybody who accepts this, and anybody who admits to this, and anybody who submits himself to the teachings of Allah azza wa jal, then all his sins are forgiven. That's why even people who are causing harm to Islam, even people who are against Muslims, people who hate Muslims, people who want to destroy Islam or who want to destroy Muslims, we cannot lose hope. You never know. You never know. Many people, they wanted to kill Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah guided them. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted them as Muslims. In fact, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, one of the best Sahaba, Sayyidina Umar, he wanted to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah guided him. So Hajj wipes out the sins. There is a lot of struggle. During Hajj, we have so many amal. We have Salah, right? We have Sadaqah. We have Umrah. We have Hajj. And then you have Dhikr and you have lot of Nawafil, etc. But those who are not performing Hajj, Allah Azza wa Jalla has given them these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. The 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. ما من أيام من العمل الصالح فيهن أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام العشر. There are no 10 days in which good deed is more beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal than these 10 days. These 10 days are the best days of the world. أفضل أيام الدنيا فأكثر فيهن من التسبيح والتهليل والتكبير والتحميد. You do a lot of tasbih, lot of tahleel. Tahleel yani la ilaha illallah. Lot of takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Umar in Mina, in his tent, he used to say Allahu Akbar. And he used to say so loud that people of other tents, they also used to start saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And the whole Mina will shake. Allahu Akbar is a beautiful kalima and a very powerful kalima. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, they used to go to the marketplace to say takbir. So if you are in a Muslim community, you know, in a Muslim country, you can say it loudly, Allahu Akbar, Allah, and people will feel happy. And because around you, you will have Muslims, they will be reminded and they can also say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. But In our case, we are living in a country where we are a very small minority. We are 1%, and in some places we are less than 1%. You can say it quietly: Allahu Akbar, Allahu, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Alhamdulillah. These are the 10 days, are the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the best days of the world, the best days of dunya. Alhamdulillah. Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with this masjid. We have many, you know, activities every day taking place. Every day we have ta'aleem. So sit half an hour for ta'aleem. Come just 5 minutes, 10 minutes before salah. Read some Quran, do some zikr. Right? After fajr, we have alhamdulillah mashura taking place. Sit there for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes. Any time you can dedicate for zikr, that is good. Any time you can dedicate for tilawa, is good. Any time you can dedicate for tasbih, for takbir, you know, you can choose for yourself because there is no restriction. Do it 100 times, do it 1,000 times. Do it less, do it more, but do something. In these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, which are coming after a few days, do something for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And ulama have said we should also give some sadaqah as well. Whenever we have important occasion, sadaqah is also very valuable. Sadaqah is very valuable. Obviously, there are lots of people who need help. In our community, we need help. Back home in our countries, people need help. All over the world, there are lots of people who are suffering and who need help. So give sadaqah. Sadaqah is also very valuable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In these days, tilawah of the Quran, fasting. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast. This is a narration from in Sunan of Abi Dawood. From one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to fast these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. People who are performing Hajj, they may not fast because they have things to do over there. There is something that occupies their time that requires a lot of effort. So for them, that is not recommended. But for us, it is recommended that we can fast. If we can fast the 9 days of Dhul Hijjah, that is good. Obviously, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah is the day of Eid. Day of Eid, no fasting. Day of Eid is a day of eating. إِنَّهَا أَيَّامُ أَقْلٍ وَشُرْبٍ. Days of Eid are days of eating and drinking. Drinking, yani what is permissible? What is halal drinking? No haram drinking. But you can eat. Eat as much as you like. Just be safe. And the best thing to eat is to eat the meat of the Qurbani. During the time of Qurbani, the best thing to eat is the meat of the Qurbani. Ayyamu akalin wa shurb. So, day of Eid, we don't fast. But the 9 days prior to it, we can fast. If you can fast 9 days, well, fast 9 days, why not? You know, we have very, mashallah, like golden opportunity, right? At least fast Monday and Thursday. And somehow, for some reason, if a person couldn't fast, at least we should not miss the day of Arafah, which is the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, which is the day prior to Eid, because it wipes out the sins of the previous year and also the sins of the coming year. I thought I would remind myself and also everybody about the coming days of Dhul Hijjah. May Allah give us tawfiq. And alhamdulillah, we have Tuesday, Dars of Hadith, we have Dars of Quran, and also we have the programs coming up. Saturday, we have the annual graduation ceremony at Darul Uloom. And on Sunday, not this Saturday and Sunday, but the coming Saturday and Sunday, on Sunday we have Dars of Bukhari. Inshallah, you will have more detailed announcement. Inshallah, Shijabai will make. Jazakumullah khairan wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad.